Towards the end of World War I, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Whittleby was in charge of a battalion of men that was making its way through the Argonne Forest in northeastern France. They made their way into the deep forest when they realized all of a sudden that the entire battalion was surrounded by German soldiers on all sides. There were 554 men in that battalion. Whittleby decided that no matter what happened, they would not surrender. Supplies were running low. They only had so much ammunition. They were fighting madly, and the Germans sent an Allied soldier with a blindfold around his head, carrying a message that said, "Surrender." Whittleby's response would become famous. He said, "You go to hell." After 4 straight days, 104 soldiers were dead, 190 wounded, 63 were missing when they were finally liberated by their Allied brothers. Whittleby would go on to receive the Medal of Honor. He would be invited to be a pallbearer at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But yet, the hell that he found in France, it never left him. No matter how many honors or praises he received, he was tormented inside. He booked a ticket on a cruise ship from New York to Havana, and on the ship he wrote letters to all of his loved ones telling them that he could no longer bear the torment inside of him, and he jumped from the ship. They say that battle was the key battle. They call it the Lost Battalion, and it turned the tide of the war. On November 11th, 1918, an armistice treaty was signed, and we entered a period of peace. Within a few years, the President of the United States would set aside November 11th as a day in which all Americans would stop and pause and give thanks for all our soldiers and military, and that we would remember. And most of all, that we would pray for peace. Peace. Do you think that we've found it? Just a few decades later, we would enter another great war. And today, when you turn on the television set, do you see peace? And yet we continue to pray. We continue to ask God, help us find your peace. Grant us your peace. And we ask ourselves, how do we find it? The writer of the Gospel of John believed that Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen on the cross. He believed that Jesus knew the kind of violent death that he was going to have to endure. And on the night before he died at the Last Supper, in the Gospel of John, Jesus talks with the disciples in such detail. He goes on and on trying to prepare them, trying to teach them. But yet, I believe that we're still just discovering what he was talking about. We're still just beginning to understand. He said to the disciples, I'm talking to you so that in me you can find peace. I'm saying these things to you so that in me you can find peace. In this world you will face great persecution, but have courage. I have conquered the world. After Jesus' death and resurrection, the early Christians also underwent incredible persecution. They were murdered, they were slaughtered, they were chased down and hunted, and Paul tried to teach them more about finding peace. In the midst of all this violence and danger, Paul says, when you get up in the morning, clothe yourselves with love, put it on. Practice the faith, practice prayer, practice giving, practice serving other people, and you will find access to a peace that passes all understanding. I have hope for this cathedral community because in a very divided nation, we are able to come together with all kinds of political and socioeconomic difference and love each other and worship together and talk to each other as human beings. But as Christians, in order to find peace, you and I have to work for it. I think we think that if we just sit by, it'll sort of come to us like a nice breeze. But that's not what Jesus said. He talked about finding peace in him so that no matter what is going on in the world, you know the end of the story. You know who you are and whose you are. You know how to access a peace that cannot be taken from you, no matter what. A peace that Wittelberg never knew and needed to find. On the fields of France after World War I, there was incredible blood and gore and bones that sank into the soil. And a strange thing happened. It turns out that there's this kind of flower called a poppy, a little red flower, and it blooms in the goriest of soil. It blooms where there's been blood and sweat and tears. Today we're going to pass out poppies to each of you. They're not the real thing. They're just a symbol. Ushers, do you have them in the back? They're going to come and pass them out to you. And I want you to go forth from this place remembering our soldiers, remembering this country, praying for peace, but wearing this symbol of hope. You are a people of hope. And it is in practicing the faith, in worshiping and prayer and giving, that you will find peace. Not outside in the world, for we can't control that, but in your hearts, in a place where it can never be taken away from you. Amen.